I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Senate is moving the state closer to a major overhaul of its tax system. Brian Mackey reports Democrats approved a constitutional amendment that would change Illinois' flat income tax to one where the wealthy pay more.
Republicans unanimously opposed the idea. They argue the current system protects the middle class. But Democrats, like State Senator Don Harmon from Oak Park, say that's not true.
If you're saying the flat tax is a good idea, you are protecting the uber rich, not the middle class. Because we can't raise taxes on anyone without raising taxes on everyone. And that's a protection for the richest among us.
The plan would provide a slight tax cut for households earning less than $100,000 a year, while those making more than $250,000 would see their taxes rise by about 3 percentage points. The plan still has to get through the Illinois House. Then Illinois voters have the final say in the 2020 fall election. I'm Brian Mackey.
Private hospitals are asking for $500 million from a public building plan being negotiated at the State House. Illinois Health and Hospital Association President A.J. Wilhelmy says healthcare delivery is moving from inpatient to outpatient settings. He says that makes it hard for hospitals operating with small profit margins or a deficit to adapt.
For these hospitals, it is difficult to secure the private capital necessary to renew and modernize their facilities to meet the needs of their patients. So for many communities, this transformation will only happen with an investment by the state of Illinois.
The ask is part of a larger pitch to include money for schools and colleges. Lawmakers have until May 31st to finalize the plan. 9 state workers who are no longer members of AFSCME are seeking the return of some fees paid to the union. In the lawsuit filed Wednesday, the Liberty Justice Center contends more than 2,700 state employees are entitled to money they paid to AFSCME from May 1st, 2017 through June 28th, 2018. The U.S. Supreme Court last year ruled it unconstitutional to make public employees pay union dues. And Rockford's Chancery and Piety Hill properties made the list of most endangered historic places in Illinois. Landmarks Illinois says the buildings are excellent examples of Beaux Arts and Renaissance Revival architecture from the 1920s. The Catholic Diocese of Rockford wants to transform the area into open space. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Rivers are swelling in Illinois as heavy rains move across the state, prompting flood warnings and flash flood watches. The National Weather Service has flood warnings in effect for parts of western, central, and southern Illinois. Weather Service forecasters say as much as 3 inches of rain fell in the last 48 hours in some areas. Major and moderate flooding is also being reported along rivers, including the Mississippi River. We're still expected to get more rain today and likely tonight and tomorrow as well. Administrators from Illinois' public colleges and universities have taken part in a news conference regarding funding for higher education in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed a 5% budget increase for public colleges and universities, but State Representative LaShawn Ford says the Appropriations Committee is having a hard time finding the revenue.
If we wanted to leave the budget flat for FY20, we could not do it because the revenue is short by $102 million.
SIU President Kevin Dorsey says more funding is vital, especially for the Carbondale campus, which is 150 years old this year.
That means we've got some old buildings, old infrastructure, and in some cases it's actually going to be cheaper to build a new building than deal with the deferred maintenance issues that we have.
Dorsey says he appreciates the work the General Assembly is doing to try to push through a higher ed budget that schools can use. Southern Illinois Healthcare's Community Health Needs Assessment shows the region still exceeds national averages in cancer, chronic disease, and poverty. The report was released yesterday. I'm Jennifer Fuller.